The governor says it's clear that there will be a very major economic recovery proposal coming out of Congress, and that the majority of those funds are going to go through the states. He says normally states like Wisconsin have to balance their budgets no matter what the economic situation, and that keeps them from paying for new programs and projects that might create jobs.
But now we're going to have this opportunity in the state with a large influx of money coming from the federal government, and that is the immediate goal. It is to get that money to work in the way that it is intended to be.
Doyle says the next 6 months will be incredibly busy, not just with the usual business of passing a budget, but with making sure the state is ready for a massive federal stimulus. The governor recently submitted a wish list to Congress in which he noted $3.7 billion worth of infrastructure projects that he said could be ready to go in just a few months.
Not only roads and bridges, which are very important, but harbors, rail, the universities, research buildings, that those kinds of things are what we're focused on.
Doyle says he also plans to reintroduce several tax credits he first unveiled this year for investors in startup companies and for research and development. But the governor says investing the coming influx of federal funds in new jobs will do the most to stimulate the economy right away. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.